open them to Psalm chapter 34. Psalm chapter 34. Brother Vic did a beautiful job of a Sunday school lesson this morning. He taught on love. Let you know, we didn't talk. We hadn't seen each other since last Sunday and hadn't talked since last Sunday. But what I want to speak to us about is that he careth for you. He cares for you. Psalm chapter 34, let's begin our reading in verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Here's a verse I want you to pay very close attention to. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for what we've already heard this morning. We thank you for the singing, the playing, the praise reports, the people that are here. God, you know my desire is to only try to encourage someone this morning and to reassure them that you do love us. Oh, sometimes we wonder. Yeah, we do. We sure do. But then that still small voice, then the Holy Spirit of God, and then the Word of God reassures us that you do love us. And for that, we're truly grateful. And Lord, that's what I'd like to convey this morning. I can't do it without your help. I need you to help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if I start coughing, it ain't because I'm smoking or over-smoking or any of that kind of stuff. It's just because I've been battling whatever this is for 3 weeks. I'm not sick. I'm sick of it, but I ain't sick, and it's not a cold. It's just a constant whatever, sinus. It's of the devil is what it is. Amen. But anyway, there is a lot of hard sayings, a lot of hard writings, and a lot of hard scriptures to perceive, to understand, to get a hold of in the Word of God. Now, I believe it's so, and you do too. But I sure can't understand some of them. And you'll see why I say that in a little bit. Now, we got a lot of folks here, and this is where I want to get it to where it's real this morning. And I already told you this is not the traditional type. But we got a lot of folks here that are that have and are walking in some hard and heavy places in this life. Right now, as we're here, you are... I want to say to you, if you're walking in those places and living like you should, you are now living Christianity. You're not talking about Christianity. You are now living Christianity. It's a whole one thing to talk about something and it is to do it. That talk's easy. That talk's cheap. But it's something else when you're living it. It's something else when you're doing it. You're walking through some hard places. Now, let me clear there and say something to you. I do not claim to understand or know the mind of God in these matters. Brother or sister, I would not for 1 second jump on that bandwagon because you're walking through a hard place and say, yes, because they did so and so, or because they didn't do so and so. That ain't my business. That's God's business. Because I don't know. Same as I don't understand where you are walking, I don't understand the why. Excuse me. Now, with that being said, if you look over at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, 1 Peter 4, 12. I'd like to read this right here to you. It says, when you get there, it says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing, what does it say, happened unto you. Now, have you ever felt like some strange thing just happened to you and didn't happen to anybody else in the world? Here's another thing. Did you ever think it happened to you at the worst time that it could have happened? I mean, like this, you know, like God, if you was going to let this happen, look like you could have picked a different time. Now, if you read that scripture closely right there, now there's one right there that I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I know what it says, yet while being far from perfect now, I have been and still am. I do know for a fact that there was times in my life when I was doing the best I could with God's help to live a godly life, to live right and to do right, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just kicked all the blocks right out from under me. I mean, just scattered. I mean, my life felt like them. Yeah, how many of you remember them? I don't remember the name, but wasn't it pickup sticks? You know how you'd hold those things up and just drop them? And I mean, they'd go everywhere, crisscross, just all over the place. And then all of a sudden, have your life look like somebody just took pickup sticks and just chopped it and went everywhere. You been there? Some of you there now. You been there. I've been there. Well, I want to tell you this. I don't think I passed the test of verse 12 there when it happened to me. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened. And you look at the next verse to go with it. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now how about that verse right there to go with it? I don't think I passed that one either. I think I flopped both of them. I'm just being honest with you. I think I failed both of those. But now, even though with that going on, me and you both know this. Even though we did not understand the fiery trial, we wondered if he loved us. We wondered if why this happened to us at a point in time in our life. Still, we had something within us, if saved, that told us he loved us. We still had that still small voice, the Holy Spirit of God, even though we could not understand this happening to us, especially right now, that he still loved us. Something told us that he must know what he's doing, because I ain't got a clue. He must know. He must know what he's doing. Now, let me ask you something. What I'm talking to you about right now, is it real? Am I talking to you about real life? I'm talking about real, live, living Christianity. I'm talking about where we live. You'll see why I say that in a minute. I mean, you've had your whole world turned upside down, and you're trying to figure out why, some of you. And I'll be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out why will you. Trying to figure that out too. Now look, if you're hurting, what I want to tell you is that we are hurting with you. We're hurting with you. Knowing that all the while that we are not made to understand. We're just made to believe. And know this too. And the brother brought this out in Sunday school this morning. Knowing that we love each other. We love each other. And we should. But we don't love each other nothing the way that he loves all of us. Nothing. Look at 2 Timothy 3:12 with me. If you will, please. I'm not going to be long this morning. I just want to tell you this morning that he loves you. I want to encourage you and tell you that he loves you this morning. Even though we don't understand these things, he loves you. But I do know this. He said in 2 Timothy 3:12, he said that, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The scripture also says if you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. Why, some of you that have gone through some things and are going through some things, you may be asking, you probably looking at me saying, maybe thinking I know more than you do, or maybe I know something that you don't know. You may be thinking, Brother Jimmy, why did he let this happen to me? I don't know. I don't know why he let this happen to you. I don't have a clue. I do not know. I just know this. I know that he knows what he's doing. And I know that I don't have a clue why he let it happen to you. But the only thing I can tell you in a situation like that is, as well as you do, I know some more scripture to go along with those that I just mentioned. I know some more of that. I know in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, he says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. And I'm going someplace with this. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. He cares for you. I know that. He tells us that, and I know that he cares for you. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's what I should have titled this as, I don't know, instead of he cared for you, because I don't know a lot of things. I don't know. I don't know why so many have left us just in the 9 short years that I've been here. I don't know that. I don't know why Miss Cooper left us. I don't know. I don't know why Miss Spivey, which always had a smile on her face. I don't know. I don't know. And if I leave someone out, it's not that I mean to just names that pop in them. I don't know that why after we come here, Mr. Rogers left us. I don't know. I don't know why Miss Josie just left us here just a little while ago. I don't understand though. I don't know. I don't know why Ronnie. I don't know why in his and Ruth's golden years that Ronnie left her and the family else. I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know why Mr. Harrelson left us. I don't know why Miss Inez and these others have outstripped us in the race. I don't know why Nicole did not get American citizenship. I don't know. I don't know why Scott got cancer. I don't know. I don't know why Debbie Snyder got cancer. I don't know. I don't know why Tony got cancer and took off for heaven and left to his wife, Beverly, in their beginning of their golden years, and his precious daughter just got married. I don't know. I do not know why. I can't answer that. I don't know. I just know he loves you. I know that he loves you. I know that he cares for you. Listen. If his eye is upon the sparrow, the little bitty sparrow. Have you ever thought about what an awesome God we serve? Have you ever just took a look at just where we, just the area that we live, just as far as your eye can see? Just this little spot in the world. The God that created everything that you can lay your eyes upon and even that you can't see, the God of the universe. And have you ever just watched the little sparrow? I got at the edge of my back porch one of these sky pencil, you know, hedge things. Kind of grows straight up. I just happened to look in there a month or so ago, and there was the most perfect built nest. Well, it was a sparrow nest is what it was. 4 little old beady eggs. They looked like jelly beans. All 4 of them hatched. And that nest was looked like it was just going to run over with little birds, those 4 little birds. When they got ready, they're gone now. But anyway, just to see how small that is, but it's not insignificant to God, to thank the God of this universe that his eye is on the sparrow, how much more is it on you? How much more? I'm just want to tell you this morning that he loves you. Listen, all we know about God the Father, all we know about God the Son, all we know about God the Holy Ghost, we find within the covers of this book. That's how we know. He so loved the world that he gave. Brother brought this scripture this morning. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He so loved. We know this. We know if he doeth all things well, we know that he remembers that we are but dust, thank God. because there ain't a one in here, when he or she was going through the crisis or walking through the valley, did not at some point say why. Why? Especially if it was a time in your life when you really felt like that you were seeking God, you was trying to live for God, you was trying to live a separated, dedicated life, and then that comes. But I want to warn you something. The battle is always on the front line. It ain't back there somewhere. It's always when you draw a line in the sand and you let the devil know this is where you stand, that's when you can look for trouble. It's coming. But remember this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivereth him out of them all. Now, it may be heaven, maybe the way he delivers, but glory to God, he's going to deliver. It ain't always going to stay like it is right now. It ain't always going to stay like the shape that we may be in or that you may be in right now. He leads his dear children along. Just like the songwriter said. You remember how the song goes, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, brother. All through the blood. He knows. He knows how you feel because he himself is acquainted with grief and sorrow. Lived here on this earth some 33 and a half years. Never really what you call had an easy time. Because until he began his ministry, his earthly ministry, at somewhere around 30 years old, the best that we can have record of, he spent the rest of his time doing the hardest work in the world. And I know something about it. I've farmed and I've worked construction and I've built, and I don't care you anything, you want to do anything connected with building, ain't nothing but work. And period. So he did all that hard work. And then to be ridiculed and mistreated like he was, like the brother brought up this morning. He knows what it is to have grief. He knows what it is to have sorrow. He understands that. He knows that. He loves you, is what I'm trying to tell you. Read Isaiah chapter 53. But he's going to deliver you out of them all. Now, he's already delivered some, those that actually that are saved, that have gone on before us, that some we made mention of, he's already delivered them, amen. They're out of it. But he's going to deliver us out of it all as well. I don't know when. Now, the same as these that have outstripped us in the race, I don't understand why, and I can tell you something else that don't any of us know or understand. We don't know when that time is going to come for us. We don't have a clue. But simply all I wanted to convey to you this morning is that if you are walking through a trial, and some of you are, some of you got great news, some of you been walking through the valley, some of you still are, some of you are awaiting great news, some of you may not get good news, but the good news is this, he loves you, and he cares for you, and he's going to take care of you one way or other. Don't you ever forget this morning that God loves you. He loves you. If his eye is on the little bitty sparrow, how much more is it on you? Where do you find it? You find it in this book. How do you know that? Because he said so. Also, as I made mention a little earlier, he loves you. We love you. And we want to love on you if you'll let us. Amen. We're grateful for the good reports, thankful. We need some more. But if we don't get them, where else could we go but to the Lord? He is the one, like Peter said, where are we going to go? Thou art the ones. Thou art the one with the words of eternal life. There ain't no other place we can go. Now I do know this. We love you. He loves you. And I know one day, that's going to be a glad reunion day. Brother Randy, that's not in these hymnals, but if you come, find it, sing it. You know the song, just sing it. That'll be a glad reunion day. You remember this when you leave here today. God loves you. I want to encourage you with that, and that we love you. Let's stand. Randy's just going to lead us in a song that won't be in those hymnals out there, but you know the song, just sing it. If any of you need to come talk to the Lord, you come in.